Todd DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG. And I'm glad you could join me, like I say, every week, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but this is one of my favorite parts, and this is the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I mean, this is where we bring on the kids, and they tell us what they've accomplished, and I guess there's no other way to say it. When you win a state championship, you deserve to be recognized. If you have an Athlete of the Week, please call me. Call me at 912-507-9158 or email me at kdemasi@hotmail.com or text me at my phone number or go to Facebook, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and Facebook page or the Carl DeMasi Sports Report blog page, and let me know that you got an athlete that deserves to be recognized. Well, this young man, I mean, what are the better way to say that? You know, it's a dream season. This team won their last 13 games in a row, and he was the point guard, and he doesn't get much credit because he's always dishing off to a kid named what's the kid's name, that's Joyner?
Avery Joyner,
but you know, without him giving the ball to Avery Joyner wouldn't score all the points. And I'll tell you right now, he had a great season. He averaged 12 points a game, 5 assists a game, 3 rebounds a game, 3 steals a game. And that's why Bethesda Academy finished 27-3. They won the South Carolina Independent Schools Association Class AA State Championship. And he's joining us now in the ESPN studio, the brand new ESPN studio into the Savannah Mall. And that's point guard, junior Kirsten Burksteiner. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning.
Got to get that mic up there closer, buddy, so let everybody hear you.
Good morning.
There we go. Hey, you know, great season, great year. I mean, just unbelievable that the Blazers from Bethesda Academy can get their first ever state championship in South Carolina Independent Schools Association. And you guys did a great job. And, I mean, basketball, okay, point guard. When did you start playing basketball? And what do you like most about being a point guard?
I started playing basketball when I was 6 years old, and being a point guard is one of the most important positions on the court because you have to run the team and control the tempo of the game.
Well, it doesn't hurt that you have somebody like Avery Joyner that's been playing with you since you're 6 years old, right?
Yes, sir.
So you guys have been a team forever.
Yes, sir.
So now, point guard, like you said, you control the team, okay? Mm-hmm. What's Kirsten Burksteiner's best skill? Is it seeing the court, passing the ball, shooting, playing defense? What do you feel is your best basketball skill?
I can do it all, but
you can do it all. You got to love that. You can do it all. Hey, if you can do it, tell us about it.
I like defense the most. Defense is my most important part of my game because defending the goal and defending the basket is the most important part of the game.
You know what? You'd start on my team because that's what I want. I want a basketball player that's going to be a defensive-minded basketball player. And, I mean, that's what it's all about, you know, because you know the old cliche, and you could say this, you know, offense wins games, but defense wins championships, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's what you guys did this year.
Yes, sir, defense.
Tell us about, did you have any goals for this year, or was it just, you know, go out there and play and see what happens? Did you have any personal goals?
Yeah, win the state championship.
It's nice to do that when you complete that, right?
Yes, sir.
So, and how about the team goals? Was it the same thing?
Yes, sir, win the championship.
So, once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, and this week's winner is Bethesda Academy junior point guard Kirsten Burksteiner. The Blazers just won the state championship for the in the Skeezer League, and great job with you guys, what you did. Now, you won 13 games in a row, okay? Was there any motivating factor that helped you guys win 13 games in a row, or you just guys went out there? I know you broke the clock twice in that 13-game span. Was there anything behind it, or you guys just said, hey, it's time to play some basketball?
It's time to play basketball. Never underestimate your opponents and go out there and play the same every night.
So, well, you had to have some help. You being a point guard, you had to have some help. Avery Joyner, which we know is one of the better, or the one of the highest scoring basketball players in the area. Give us out some shout out to some of the other players on the team that helped you guys accomplish this.
The whole team, like in practice. In practice, we all work hard. We all do the same thing. We work hard and win a state championship.
That's the way to cover all your buddies, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, what was so special about this team?
It was a bond that we had when we first started practicing and playing. Everybody wanted one thing, and that was the championship. So we all worked hard, and we got what we wanted.
Now, in your wildest dreams, did you expect, you know, to be the point guard of a state championship basketball team?
Not really.
Just run with the flow, right?
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, now you had a guy that was your head coach, okay, Cleavon Thompson, great guy. He took over for Mickey Minnick when Mickey Minnick left, and that's before your time, I guess. Were you there when Mickey Minnick was there, when Coach Minnick was there?
It was the year before.
The year before you. Tell us about Coach Thompson, what he means to the program, what he means to you guys, and what he's done for Kirsten Bergsteiner.
He's a good guy. He does a lot for me. Coach Clev, when I'm in school, he tells me to keep doing good, keep doing my work. He just makes me a better person.
What does he do for the rest of the team? He keeps you guys together?
Yes, sir.
Is he hard on you guys?
Yes, sir.
He makes you guys work for what you got, eh? And getting a state championship, when you get that ring, it's going to be nice and sweet, eh?
Yes, sir. It's an all-year thing. Like, the basketball players have to run track, and during football season, we get out there and run every day. So it's a thing that we do all year round.
Well, you know, you just jumped to the next question. You're a basketball player. You won a state championship. Any other sports? Any other athletics you get involved in over there at Bethesda Academy?
Yeah, I run track.
Run track? What event do you run?
400 meters.
400 meters. That's once around the track.
Yes, sir.
And you're pretty good at it?
Yes, sir. My last event, I came in first place.
Nice, nice. First place in the 400-meter track. So a little ring for the state championship, a little gold medal in track. Pretty exciting. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week section, and we're talking to this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week, and that's junior point guard, now track star too, Kirsten Bergsteiner from Bethesda Academy. So tell me something about Bethesda Academy, what people don't know. What does it mean? You've been going there since sixth grade. What does it mean to go to school at Bethesda Academy?
Bethesda, a lot of people think it's a boys' orphanage, but it's really not. It's a place for boys where you can come and learn, smaller classrooms, and
a little more individual one-on-one with the teachers?
Yes, sir.
And talking about the teachers, what have they done for you?
They do a lot. Like if you need a tutorial, you can come. The teachers are very nice at Bethesda.
Okay. So once again, it's Kirsten Bergsteiner from Bethesda Academy, our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic out of the week. Now, as far as do you have time to do anything else outside of athletics? Is it just athletics in school? Any other extracurricular activities? You know, any clubs? Anything like that?
No, sir.
Basketball, basketball, basketball.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, I know people, like you said, people, you know, think of Bethesda's Boys Home because that's what was his title. It's changed now to Bethesda Academy.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about a regular day before you get to practice at Bethesda. Is it just learning? But don't you guys have, like, work details and all that stuff?
No, it's, we actually study before practice. We have free time to study, do your work, and we relax, and then we go out there and work hard.
You don't have to work with animals or anything like that?
No, sir. Well, some people do, but I don't.
You don't have to do that, okay? But that's part of the program from some of the guys out there learning about farm animals and all that stuff?
Yes, sir.
So, all right. Well, you know what? You've had a great season, unbelievable year. You guys are state champions. As far as give me one thing that you like or one quality that you like the most about going to Bethesda Academy.
The school as a whole is just a nice place to be.
Nice place to be, nice learning environment. Any future plans, next step, college basketball? What do you want to do? What's the next step?
Yeah, I would like to play basketball in college. I was looking forward to it.
You got one more year to go, and you know, you never know what could happen, eh?
Yes, sir.
And yeah, and how many guys are coming back? You and Avery.
Yeah, four of our starters are juniors.
Four of your starters are only juniors. So if you're listening in South Carolina, in the South Carolina Independent Schools Association, the Blazers will be back. Four out of the five starters were juniors, so pretty exciting. Well, Kirsten, you've done a great job. Coach nominated you. You're the point guard of the state basketball championship team. So that's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for March 21st. I would have got you here earlier, but I didn't tell people that he was also playing in the South Carolina All-Star League. He also had testing or something going on last week. So that's why he's here for March 21st, even though they won the crown on February 28th. You're this week's Athlete of the Week for March 21st. Kirsten Bergsteiner, Bethesda Academy of Basketball. Great job.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, and we hope to get you back on here and say, well, Coach, I'm signing at this university.
Yes, sir.
Remember, though, your grades count first.
Yes, sir.
I know Coach Thompson and your mom always tell you that, right?
Yes, sir.
So just stay here. We're going to finish out the segment. And I got to thank the man who sponsors this part every week. And that's, of course, Dr. Bart Weatherington. Dr. Bart Weatherington is the owner and the chiropractor at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. Remember, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. And the pain drives you crazy. It makes you mad. You want to pick something up and throw it across the room? If you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations. Of course, here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, right there between Waters and Habersham, and it's right behind the State Farm Insurance sign. And then in Pooler, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. That's Dr. Bart Weatherington, the sponsor of the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. And remember, he'll help you with all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we'll talk to the man that runs the show for the Bethesda Boys. Sorry. Bethesda Academy's basketball program, and it's Cleavon Thompson. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optimal Orthopedics, on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. Well, we just got done with the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, Athlete of the Week, Bethesda Academy, Point Guard Junior, Kirsten Bergsteiner, all part of that South Carolina Independent School Association State Championship team. Second one under this man who's in here now in the brand new ESPN Radio Savannah studio in the Savannah Mall, right to the right of Bass Pro Shop. And if you're coming down to the mall, you know, right above the food court, you look down, you got your Easter parade train ride for the little kids. So come out and see us, say hi. But once again, we honored Jenkins High School last week, but I tried getting this guy on before Jenkins, but too much on his schedule, so we got him into this slot. But it's the second state championship at Bethesda Academy. He's been there for 13 years. He's been the head man for 5 years, but he's no stranger to Savannah, Georgia, because he played football, basketball, and tennis, and soccer in high school, and then went on to play football at Savannah State, where he graduated. So he's been in Bethesda since he graduated Savannah State, and he's joining us now in the ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM studio. That's the head coach, Bethesda Academy, head coach, Clevin. I like to say Cleveland. I don't know. Clevin Thompson, but we'll coach him Coach Cleve, as Kirsten just told me on the air. But once again, always a pleasure to see you. Always a pleasure to come here and talk about Bethesda Academy. Congratulations again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You got to get that mic up about a – there we go. See, even the coach makes mistakes.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
So, but, yeah, you know, we want people to hear you, not to be so – I know you're not so outspoken because, you know, Kirsten told us that when they needed – you needed to be tough, you were tough.
Yeah.
So what is special? 13 years at Bethesda Academy, right out of Savannah State. You go over there and so – what's so special about working there?
Just the appreciation for the gratification for working with these guys. You know, they come in so unmolded. You know, you get a chance to be influential in their lives and prepare them to be, you know, just clean-cut young men walking away into the world. You know, it's a gratification that goes way beyond even winning the state championship. You know, coming out of college, I'm a computer information systems major. I never once thought that I'd be a head basketball coach, but, you know, a lot of times you never know where the Lord is going to lead you, and, you know, he's led me to be in these young guys' lives, and I tell you, I could never tell what I could see myself doing when I'm 80 years old,
right,
until I started doing this. I wake up every day wanting to do this, wanting to be in these guys' lives. I enjoy doing it every day. And a lot of times the guys think I'm crazy, because of the way I act, you know, when it comes to them. But I'm crazy for wanting them to be successful.
Right.
That's what I'm crazy about, you know, and I enjoy doing it.
You see, and a lot of people don't realize, and, you know, I say this all the time. Once again, I'm a broken record. But to teach is to coach as the coach is to teach.
Definitely.
And you know, you're a coach. You're teaching them. Also, you're in school. You're teaching them. I mean, you got a great coaching staff over there. I mean, Antoine Turner, I mean, great guy that leads the program. And you guys follow his footsteps and doing a great job over there with these young men. But it's something special to see kids from our area win state championships, whether it's in Skeezer, South Carolina Independent League, or it's in Giza, the Georgia Independent League. You know, and you guys sort of go second fiddle, and you're under the radar. But believe me, I'm following what's going on. And, you know, two championships in 5 years. You know, I mean, you followed a good guy in Mickey Minnick. So
Definitely. He was definitely a good mentor to me. You know, and it's funny what you said about the classroom. I have a guy who is also a mentor of mine, Coach Winehurst, where that's what he preaches to me all the time, that, you know, use the basketball court as your classroom. You know, never think they know. Teach them everything. And that's the approach I take, you know.
I mean that's what, you know, kids are like. They're looking for someone to you know, engulf them, hug them, and show them the right way. Sometimes a little tough love, but, they understand where you're coming from. And a lot of people don't understand that. And I'm going to say this right now. A lot of parents don't understand that, you know. You're a little hard on their child, because you're teaching them something that's going to help them later on in life. And, I mean, you could vouch for this. Coming out of Savannah State, coming out of high school, four-sport athlete. I mean, sports teaches you a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And what I tell the guys a lot of time, and I tell their parents this, there's a method to my madness. You know, you might can't see it right now, but in the end, you'll see the big picture. There's a method to my madness.
Wow. You've done a great job. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Right now, we're talking to the head coach of the Bethesda Academy State Championship basketball team, Cleve Thompson. That's easy for me, Cleve. I like that. So, but just a great job. His second championship in 5 years. You guys finished 26-4, 12-0 region. You went on a 13-0 run to win this whole thing. I think the semifinal was playing against the defending state champion. And you guys pulled that out. What was so special about this year's Blazer team?
Well, it's funny. The thing that was the most special about these guys, they had a chance to see the last guys that won. Some of these guys, they were little eighth graders then, you know. So they saw that, and then they came in as freshmen, and we had a rough year when they came in as freshmen, and I had to actually put them in the starting lineup.
Right.
You know, for them it was, you know, whoa, what's going on? You know, I want to play, but not right now. But, you know, I had to throw them out there. They played, you know, they stumbled, they fell, they lost in the first round of the state playoffs twice, 2 years in a row, freshman and sophomore year. So, you know, they through that, they were growing. It was a process, you know, and they came back every year. They stuck with us. You know, we got some other guys in. Their parents stuck with us. That's one of the things I want to say. We have a group of parents that, you know, whatever we say, they're behind us 100%. You know, and that makes the whole lot better, you know. And, you know, so that's the process. So what happened with these guys as they got matured, new guys came in, they were able to be an extension of the coaching staff because they imparted what we imparted on them on the other guys that came in. And, you know, we just came together, and this year was the year where, you know, as he was telling you earlier from day one, you know, during football season, they weren't playing football, but they were on the field every day running, you know, doing all the extra stuff. They had a tremendous summer in the weight room last summer, just putting on some size, getting bigger. And they just have an unconditional bond, a very unconditional bond.
Well, that's what Kirsten Bergsteiner just said in the previous segment, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week segment. That was our Player of the Week, Kirsten Bergsteiner Jr. from Bethesda Academy. Now we're talking to the head coach, Cleve Thompson from Bethesda Academy, state champion. You know, just a special bond and a special group of kids. But, you know, people don't realize you guys have been in the thick of things for the last, what'd you tell me, 7-8 years you've been in?
Yeah, 7-8 years. You know, we've always been a pretty decent basketball program. You know, we've never, you know, we started off kind of slow, but we gathered some ground. We've never really looked back, and it's kind of a tradition that the guys look forward to. Even the 2 years we lost in the state final, in the semis, for us, that was, for a lot of teams, that's like, you know, oh, well, you know, we got there. Great job getting to the state playoff. For us, that was kind of,
it's not enough.
Exactly. It's not enough. So, you know, for them, it kind of fueled their fire even more because the tradition that they saw all the guys before them, you know, get to the final game, they want wanted to make sure they carried that tradition on, you know?
Yeah, well, they sure have. Now, you know, you've seen the transition. Like you said, you've been there 13 years. You've been part of the program the last 5 years, the head coach. You've gone from Georgia Independent Schools Association now to the South Carolina Independent Schools Association. Why the switch, and what difference have you seen as far as how the boys have reacted to the switch in leagues?
Well, the biggest switch for us was because of travel. Our travel in GISA, it was ridiculous. You know, two, three nights a week, we're traveling 2-3 hours for a basketball game.
Not 100 miles, 150 miles, 200 miles.
Exactly. No, all in all, we have to take the guys into consideration and their academics, and that just wasn't conducive to, you know, them being effective in the classroom after a night of playing basketball. So, you know, collectively as a staff, we decided to make the transition. The biggest thing for us that we've seen, the camaraderie and the togetherness of the coaches in SCISA, it's a whole lot different from what we've experienced in the GISA. You know, I had the All-Star game last weekend, and I've been in GISA for however long, we've never even got a tap on the shoulder to even assist in the All-Star game. You know, so I was kind of blown away when they asked us to coach the All-Star game. And just the appreciation from the parents and the kids that were on the team with me last Saturday, it was great. I mean, you know, thank you, sir. You know, I appreciate it. Just, I enjoyed myself, you know, and that was good. That was very gratifying.
I mean, once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio. And I'm talking to the boys basketball coach, state champion SCISA, state championship team, Cleve Thompson, and we're talking about SCISA. And from what I've heard, you know, I coached 2 years in SCISA. I know what the All-Star game is like, and it's something special when you have your juniors and your seniors playing that All-Star game. And like you said, there's a difference in the philosophy in the Giza versus SCISA. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to say it right here. I mean, Memorial Day School.
Yeah.
I mean, they never get tapped for anything.
No,
and they're always one of the perennial better teams in football and basketball.
Yeah.
So it definitely is. And plus, like you said, educational-wise, they're an hour and a half most away from the school.
Yeah.
They're not 2-3 hours driving across country. And yeah, I give them a lot of credit. And, you know, they are one of your biggest rivals, Memorial Day School, that Mark Sussman and Michael Thompson can keep that program going the way it is, because it's pretty tough sometimes.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And we're kind of the joke we give a lot of time is that we're looked at as a stepchild when we're in the GISA, you know.
I understand exactly what you're saying, because my philosophy when I started getting involved in the Prep Sports Report magazine, who Dean Mesh has taken on, and now you know, on the radio, is that every school, whether it be SCISA, Giza, Georgia High School Independent, they all deserve the same recognition because they're our kids.
Yes,
they're from Savannah, Georgia. We're going to root for you.
Yes.
I mean, there wasn't one time when you guys were making this run this year, well, probably every year, that you're making a run in the state playoffs, that I was trying to Google to find out where you guys wind up. And, the Savannah Morning News, the WTOC, WJCL, SAV, they do a great job, but you know, and I know it.
Yes,
they only got so many characters they can write in their story, and then they got only so many minutes they can do in their newscast.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
you got to go with what's going.
Yeah.
So tell us now. Now you're the defending state champ. 4 out of the 5 starters coming back.
Yeah.
You're a lucky guy.
Yeah, you know, we kind of licking our chops, but at the same time, we got to keep the guys grounded, letting them understand to appreciate what they've accomplished, but to not stop working.
Right.
You know, and that's the biggest thing. You know, it's easy. It was hard to win, but it's even harder to get back there. You know, and keeping them focused, because they are kids. You know, and they get caught up in the hoopla. You know, and it's our job as coaches to bring them back down and get them back working. And I got to say, for the most part, these guys got right back in the swing of things and they were working. I gave them a week off, and after that, they were ready. They were back out there in track and field. They're lifting weights, you know. So the process has started again.
Well, it's a great story. Once again, they won the championship 5 years ago in Giza. Now they're the state champions in the South Carolina Independent Schools Association. That's, of course, the Bethesda Academy Blazers basketball team. Cleve, great job. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah,
bunch of great kids out there. A bunch of great people. The guy in charge, help me out.
Turner.
No, the big guy.
Dr. David Triple.
Triple, okay. I coached his son at St. Andrews. Great guy. Loves sports. Loves kids. I mean, just the whole great atmosphere out there. Keep it up. And once again, we'll be back in next year. These guys, you know, scholarships. Just give me a call. Let's get them on. Let's talk to them.
Definitely. I appreciate you having me.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Great job.